I put music on, just like Marvin's Room, and just like different music, and I was just crying. Just cars would drive past, and I'm just like. Yo, guys. So. It's Ooh, Weller.
That's old school.
Old school. How you doing, boys and girls? It is the Waffling Boys back once again to join you, our best friends. Now, you lot, yeah, obviously last week's episode started with me talking about the paranormal activity that I believe has been taking place in this property.
Your pervert ghost.
Yes. Okay. We think it might be Nancy. I don't know, but it's encountered us during sexual intercourse. It's also done things in this room. So it's this room and that room. It's come up with bright flashes and we can't explain it. So obviously what I said last week to you boys that I was going to do is roll cameras and see if we got anything on camera. And I can say we have got multiple pieces of footage of this flashing going off. And today I'm going to show the waffling audience and you boys to see what you think.
Yeah, because to confirm, we haven't seen any of this footage.
Nope. And I'm intrigued because I want to believe. I'm here to be.
Because what have people been calling us in the comments? Like bots or something? Because we're non-believers.
I just found this comment that said.
Briefcase Mong, I think is what. I think they said.
No one said that. They said, moral of the story. Joe Weller is having a spiritual awakening during the waffling time. Thea and Luke are normies. Woke people call them bots, so therefore they very often don't understand him slash laugh it away. For me as a woke viewer, it's hard for them to keep loving this. Theo and Luke are so A4 human. No spirituality about them. They're stuck in three dimension.
Who's this cop?
No, but look, I'm not going to lie, boys. I don't actually mean to offend you, but I actually do agree.
Obviously.
Because, boys, whenever I try to, like, go down this path of something that's not necessarily explainable in a human way, you do just laugh at me.
But I never say I don't believe you. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that like, there is actually a logical explanation.
I'd say how we're sat right now is quite, sort of...
You've got a spectrum here.
Yeah.
So I'm one side of the spectrum, he's sort of in the middle, and you're the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, the logical guy.
You literally...
No, I'm here.
Look, wait, can I just quickly say, look at his chain, by the way, everyone.
You this told guy, me to...
So he's got all, like, iced out skull. He's brought that from home.
He did tell you not to wear it.
You both just pinned me down and put this on me.
I just think everything's getting to this man's head. He's totally lost his way. Anyways, before anything, let's look at this footage.
Wait, if you are listening, which I know a lot of you will be, we are going to explain everything that we see. But if you do also get the opportunity to come and watch the video, watch it, because Joe is pretty convinced that this footage is groundbreaking.
Yeah, and obviously, I do want to believe you, and I'm here to learn.
Yeah.
Also, I will play devil's advocate.
Yeah, I just say, think whatever you want to think and voice it. Don't be afraid. I know you're not. But don't be a dickhead for the sake of it.
No, I won't.
Anyways, here we go, you lot. So let me just quickly set the scene. So on this one, basically, Elliot in his bedroom with his girl has just seen some sort of like thing in the corner of the room, like moving and heard something on the door. So he's just come in to say basically what he heard. Anyways, let's roll the clip.
In like the corner of the room by the door, you know, where behind the door opens, or top corner, we both saw like something.
Whoa! Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that?
I just saw that.
Rewind it.
Okay, I'll rewind it.
Mate, you saw that. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, obviously, there's a bloke with a pen under the bed.
Wait, I'll pause it. Wait, I'm going to pause it on the light, right? So this is a blue flash behind his head, okay? Yeah. Look at the colour of the waffling blue, by the way. Completely different blue.
I know this is a stretch.
Go on, then.
But easily what could have happened is that these lights... I know it's weird timing, don't get me wrong. These lights could have easily flashed on and off.
Okay, well, it's interesting because hold that thought.
But that's a possibility because you can see how the room's illuminated.
Right, yeah. I just think... Look, wait, zoom in on it, Tom. Behind his head, look. It looks like the source of the light is literally behind him. It's not coming from room... That looks like that dot there under his armpit looks like the source. That looks like the centre of the light where it's coming from, no? And I'm sorry, but look, right, Tom, come for me, Tom. No, Tom, cut to this wide angle. Look at the colour of this blue. Right, look at the blue. It's very light. Now look at the colour of the blue there. It's dark. And it's a completely different shade.
But these can go to that colour. No, but and, no. That, and that, you see that?
But they're not set on that colour, bro. They're not going to start going different colours, bruv.
But they could, because this thing at the on here, you see this light that you're saying it's the source, that could easily be the window, the reflection.
What?
Which increases...
Okay, but also, bear in mind, right, we have four powerful... Minus these, which are white anyway. We've got four powerful lights in this room. They are these, like, four pink ones along the bottom, which face the wall. If they came on, you're not seeing that.
No, no. Do you not think it could be these lights?
They're not bright enough to create...
Yeah, I just...
They could easily be as bright enough.
Right. Anyway, so that's that. I want to quickly add as well, so the stuff that we haven't got on camera that happened on, like, the first day, I had white flashes in my room. The ones when I was having sex, that was what... and by the way, I've rolled a camera in my room. I have now got a sex tape.
Yeah, say that.
I'm not going to roll that.
It's on the cloud.
No. Should I say that? Maybe I shouldn't say that.
It's on a memory card. It's physical. So
okay. Yeah,
no one can I ask it. About that real quick? Obviously, not to do with the actual sexual intercourse, but was your door closed or open?
It's always slightly open. Slightly open.
So I'm not saying what there is a possibility that these lights can flash on and off.
Correct.
And that could still be weird in itself.
Correct.
That is the weird thing that I'm not denying. That's what I'm thinking. This light is. It looks like it could come from this room. Mm-hmm. I'm not denying that it's weird for them to go on and off, because that is weird. Yeah. And that could actually be the source, rather than an orb.
Have we explained for the listeners what has happened?
Yeah, so basically we've had a blue flash of light appear before behind Elliot's head really quickly. It's like, yeah.
And it's a big fuck off flash. Yeah, it's not like some coincidence.
What could be interesting is if you set that position up again and just turn these lights on to see if it looks
basically,
like
let me play loads of footage before you say all of that. Right, so ready?
Not great. Don't like this.
Fuck! Guys! No! No, what the fuck? So, I'm in the waffling room just setting up the cameras and it's flashed again. I'm literally looking at the waffling logo, I'll quickly pause it on the flash, but basically I'm in the waffling room, the flash has happened again, I can see that the waffling logo hasn't gone off,
yep.
I can see that the waffling, you know, round the edge hasn't gone off. Hey. This is now a screenshot of the light flashing up the room. It's weird how it's not like, look at the top of the screen, how if it was the waffling logo, it'd be lighting up the whole screen. Look, this side lighting is obviously not, you know, the trunking is not lit up. For me, I saw a ball of light next to the waffling logo here. I saw a ball of light there. It was blue with a center blue, just a blue ball of light. It flashed.
And I'm not being funny also, right? If it was the waffling sign, there'd be pink in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
if it was the blue outer lights, you'd see it in the shop there.
Yeah.
Because it's all one
So
strip.
Let me play that one again.
Not great. Don't like this.
Fuck! Guys! No! No, what the fuck? Okay, now this is that same shot from a different angle.
Okay.
So
okay,
this is now the camera that was in the corner rolling. Take a look.
Not great. Don't like it.
Fuck! Guys! No! No, what the fuck? You fucking listen!
Mate.
This is us now testing out those lights and testing out the waffling logo to show that it's not the waffling logo. Okay, but just looking at that, right? What you know what I mean? How are you feeling any more like this is a bit unexplainable?
Because so this is where I'm at right now. It's annoying that if you had like one of these,
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Later on, I set up this one.
That's a good idea.
That camera
because
angle because
at
we
the moment,
want to see.
There is a possibility that it could just be these lights. There is a possibility, and I'm not denying that it is. Don't get me wrong, it's dodgy.
They're not that bright. Turn all the lights off now if you want.
I know.
This is what I'm saying as well. Like, I have enough footage here that I could make a haunted video showing everything. And me and Elliot could come here tonight and try and conduct a full-on thing where we cover all the bases and we fucking just do it properly. Do you know what I mean? Like, we could. Should I do it? Let me know after this, because I've got more footage, more proof to show you. Let us know what you think. So we'll quickly play that one again for everyone to watch.
Not great. Don't like it.
Fuck! Guys! No! No! What the fuck? You fucking listen! So that was me setting up, and the flash is boom.
Because that's annoying because it's annoying because that light looks like the lights have just come on and off. Do you know what I mean?
Well, does it? Let me quickly freeze frame it on when it happens.
Yeah, please.
And those of you that are listening, like, apologies. Like, this one is quite, like, the opening, like, 20 minutes of the show is going to be a little bit visual, but stay with us. So, as you can see with that screenshot, it's almost coming from the ceiling. Like, the light, like...
A, these are not bright enough. And B, in that other angle, Weller's angle, right, you see this line of light, right, here, and it's not on. This is one, obviously, I installed it. It's one whole strip.
Did that light
Mate,
go
that
off?
Light's on. No. That light is still on. Like, this light, there's obviously a rim light.
Because I was going to say, that shot obviously looks like this light's off, but it's not. That's what I'm saying. That's what's interesting.
That light's on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's blue light, mate. It's blue light.
But what I'm saying is, for these to make that kind of flash, that light would have to be off.
No. They could still be bright and you'd still see a flash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, but as in, I think what Theo's saying is this washes out this light a bit. So even if these did flash on...
You would see a flash still.
Okay.
You would definitely see a flash.
Obviously, I'm still trying to be that guy. You cut these lights, didn't you?
What do you mean cut them?
You to measure them out, you had to cut them into
position. No. That is one whole strip.
That is one whole strip, yeah.
No,
yeah.
There's no cutting
It's annoying because it is easily possible that these are flashed
on.
Wait,
right now, turn those two lights off quickly.
Okay, one second.
Let's just see, yeah.
To me, these are not bright enough to light up the room like that. These are ambience.
Oh no, I think they are.
Look.
I mean,
they are definitely bright enough. Are they at all vibey?
Not to create a flash
like
that.
Wait, we got vibey light in
there. Spooky vibes.
Ooh. Now, guys, obviously, we have a sponsorship message. And this time, we have got free trade. Obviously, freetrade.io/wafflin is our special URL that you can use to get essentially free money. Dare I say it? Can I legally say that? Because that is basically what it is. Essentially, free trade is investing. Lukey Boy has used it multiple times. And tell us a little bit about it.
You're going to invest your money into certain stocks that you like the look of, do a bit of research, put your money in, make 20, 30, 40, 50%.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than the banks.
Okay, so the bottom line is your money's basically going to be doing like not a lot, just sitting in the bank, whereas using it to just invest in these big, big companies, using a nice service like this, which I believe comes with an app.
Yeah, it's such a good app. Like, it's so easy to use, easy to follow, easy to get your money out. I think that's also an important thing in an app, mate.
Ideal. So what you can get with us with freetrade.io/wafflin is if you register and fund your account, you will randomly get allocated a free share. So that's between £3 and £200 of a share in a big company like Greggs, Rightmove, Apple, that you can either hold on to, see if it appreciates, or sell for the money. All right, so it's a great little one. It's freetrade.io/wafflin that will get you that little GIF. And the little disclaimer that I must say is that when you invest, your capital is at risk. The value of investments can go up as well as go down, and you may receive back less than your original investment. So if you know that, we're all good. Back on with the show.
All I'm saying is I think these lights aren't bright enough to create a flash like
that. But what I'm saying as well, the fact that Joe is also agreeing that these are bright enough to also make that makes it more believable.
Oh, wait.
Do you know what I mean?
So these lights are definitely bright enough to make a flash. However, I'm telling you, I was in the room.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw it. Yeah. None of this flash, boys.
Because
I'd have seen it with my eyes if it wasn't fucking splashed.
If there was
splashed.
A guy out there was like, oh, mate, he's lying, he's faking it. Well, you wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, so I'm in, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm in the fucking room. Anyways, so we then tested these lights, these big lights, to see what they look like when you flash them. Yeah, see, that is just lighting up the whole room from behind me. That is, look, that lights up the whole room, where if you remember, Tom, get up a screenshot of when this light went off, and I'm facing here. There's like, it seems to only light up a section of the room, because at the edge of the frame, it's in shadow, whereas this, you turn these lights on, it lights up the whole room evenly.
Wait, so that blue light is coming from these?
No, that's not the blue light. We're testing them to see if it was that, but it's not that, because you can see in the shot that they don't light up anyway.
That light there is from these.
That's interesting, because that looks like that previous shot.
No, it doesn't. My point what I'm making right now is that doesn't look like that previous shot.
No, I think it completely does.
Fucking blind, mate!
Wait, surely you can see that? That is blue, mate.
Yeah. And I was in the... Mate, that's
yeah, I get
not
you,
that.
I get,
and
I
you
know.
See from that other angle that they don't light up.
I know you can.
So we set up the bear... which I also have right here, that is a touch-sensitive bear. It makes a noise when you touch it, simple as. Nothing else sets it off, that is it.
But right now it's not got batteries in.
It's not got batteries in right now, yeah. So, but yeah, that's basically it. So let me just show you how it works on here.
Once again, this only goes off When you touch it, there's no remote, there's no, it's not conducting any electricity. You have to physically.
Okay, so now what we do, all four of us, there's four people in the room, me, Elliot, and our two girlfriends. We are in my bedroom. As you can see in this clip, Tom overlay a clip of us all in there right now. Yeah, that's where we are. And we set the bear up and ask the spirit to grab it, basically. Anyways, this is hours of footage. This is a clip from it.
No, I understand the bear is making a noise.
Yeah, yeah. See that? You didn't see that, did you, buddy?
That's it.
Then you have a flash.
Yeah.
Okay? There's this clip where there's a flash. And it's, yet again, like, what? So this is coming, this is going off. Bear in mind, the only fucking way it goes off, bruv, is if you touch it. And then there's a flash. Like, what the fuck, bruv?
That is coincidental.
And we're saying as well, by the way, even if it is the lights flashing, what's causing the lights to flash? They're turned off.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was about to say.
And this is this going off. They're turned off. It's like, mate, this is fucked, bruv. And this happened 7 days in a row. It's never happened. There's been flashes in my room, in this room. There's something going on here. There is.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It is unexplainable. So what the fuck is it?
Yeah, I believe it's a spirit. I believe it's a fucking spirit in here. Anyways, so wait. So there's that.
What's changed in the last week?
Love. We've fallen in love.
So I didn't get that on camera there, obviously, because I'm pointing at me, but it goes, what's changed in the last week? We've fallen in love? Flash. Now, what some people have been saying is that this is like a protective, it's a positive spirit, like protecting you or whatever. Now, it's walked in on us having sex. It's walked in on me talking about love. I'm like, is this something like... It's a love hormone. It's a hormone monster.
It's a hormone monster. Or is it jealous?
Or is it jealous? I don't know.
She's stealing you from, obviously, your pervert.
I read an email saying, mate, Weller, I think this thing is protecting you from this person.
What?
Who is your girlfriend? No. Could she be a devil?
Or what if, right, the thing that has changed is, let's say, over a longer period of time, it's not necessarily that you've just fallen in love. It's these females coming into your home.
So it's the girls.
Bringing in these evil spirits.
What if it is that one of them has brought something in, if such a thing can happen?
Oh, it may be. I mean...
Look, end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, this is where I'm at.
Well, we've still got more, but okay, you go.
This is where I'm at currently. There's no explanation from it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what the fuck is it? But then I'm like, I don't believe in ghosts, so there's an explanation...
That's where it comes. People saying you're an A4 piece of paper. It's like, bruv, open your mind that not everything's explainable. How where does the universe end? How did we all get here? There's certain things that we just don't know.
Explainable, but I'm just like, is it a spirit? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Look, I don't know what it is.
What else can cause flashes of light?
Electricity.
That's why I wish I captured the flashes in my room. We've had four flashes in my room, different areas of the room.
And I'm not saying...
And that's white light, not blue light.
I would still be scared in your situation.
Yeah.
I would still be scared. Until it happens to me, I ain't scared of shit.
Okay. Spirit, if you're in here now,
can you please make
a flash?
Because it needs to scare me.
In fact, do you know what we're going to do as well? We're going to put this bear on. I'm going to put a new battery in it and we're going to have it sit in the table and just see what happens.
But just so you know, Joe, that if I do get scared, it's game over for me.
Why you deny it though? Because you're scared?
No, because it's never happened to me.
For the record, I am actually sitting here thinking, I'm actually pretty freaked out by that. I'm not going to lie. Joe have seen the bear go off before and I was pretty fucking triggered by
that. But you know that I'm like, if I'm like scared of the dark, you're touching it. If I'm like scared, I'm like scared of the dark. I sleep with my feet under the covers for the monsters under the bed. I don't like that kind of shit. So until this proves it to me, I'm fine. But once it's proven, mate, I'm never coming to this house again.
Okay, so what we're going to do...
Stealing my lamplight.
Where can it go?
I don't mind.
Teddy in front of Luke.
Okay,
he touched it for people listening.
Any wires. So this bear, Quickly move that. This bear's just going to sit on the table. What? No one's grabbing it, and it only goes off.
But why have they got to make it that the eyes look creepy?
If you touch it, right? Simple as. Okay.
It is a creepy looking bear.
It is creepy, but yeah. Anyways, let's roll on with a few more clips.
Like
here we go, boys. Well. 1 second. So that's us turning the waffling lights on to show you what they look like.
It wasn't that, was it, mate? It wasn't that. Yeah, that
is, it
wasn't that, bruv. No.
So. That's that, okay?
Yep.
Are you sure now that that's not the waffling lights?
Yeah, it's annoying because
they also
can look similar, but they see that they don't go on. Do you get what I mean?
Well, okay. Should I now show you this little plot twist?
Oh, okay.
So I do now set up a camera, set up the waffling sliding this camera, but it's static.
Yeah. This is the view we all want.
This is the view we all want.
Oh no!
And this is where I was literally like. By the way, we've just been speaking about, surely it must be the waffling light. Surely it must be the waffling light.
Oh, it did it.
So the waffling light just tripped there. Hour and a half later.
It's the waffling light. It's the fucking waffling light.
Is there about to be another curve?
So there, you got, it's the waffling light. Right, it's the waffling light. Now, what I believe is whatever this thing is, it can hear us because the flashes that have happened in my room, the flash that happened behind Elliot's head, and obviously the bear going off that only goes off if you grab it. But we have also got two things after us talking about, oh, yeah, it's the waffling light. Make the waffling light go off. We like make it go off of it flashing the waffling light whilst the waffling light is unplugged. At that point, we'd unplugged it.
So that is not plugged into the wall?
No.
Fuck off.
It's not plugged into... That's not plugged in.
I'm not even... Like, I got, like, goosebumps.
Yeah, that's not plugged in. So even if it is it's the waffling light is not plugged... It's not got any energy source, bruv. The waffling light is unplugged.
But there are circumstances where just because it's not plugged in doesn't mean it doesn't have any energy inside it.
Mate.
Right. All right. So you're a Sparky now, are you? You're an electrician.
Mate, is anyone in the comments an electrician who can confirm lights can go off with zero electricity, like no power source.
It can have
some
left inside it. That just happens. Like when this is a bit gruesome comparison, but when like obviously someone's head gets chopped off.
Right, this is very different.
Yeah, it's completely different.
It's still
different.
Moving, there's still energy.
Yeah, that's a living thing. Wait. As well, the fact that we've had lights going off, that as in four flashes in my room.
Yeah, no, that's
from
fucked.
Nowhere.
Don't get me wrong. That is messed up.
And apparently, the thing that obviously Elliot was coming in to explain is obviously he saw basically, you know, this pop shield. Yeah. There's one on a microphone in his room, and it started. He saw it seeing the shadow do that of it, and then the door made a noise. That's all he was basically coming to see that, and then he comes in, boom, flash behind his head. So there was a series of couple of events that happened together that were a bit like. So yeah, so there was that.
I am.
The sign is haunted.
The site, the waffling site. Okay,
wait,
Do you want to join waffling? Is that what it is?
That could be the new thing. You said what's happened in the last few weeks.
The waffling sign.
The waffling sign's gone up.
Neon Vibes sent us.
Neon Vibes sent us.
A haunted sign.
I'm not going to lie. Look, right now, I'm like, I know it's 4D, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Right now, in my, like, there is an explanation for everything. Except the bear.
What about the flights? Flashes in my room.
Is what it is. Game's the game.
What do you mean, is what it is? There's an explanation.
The
game's the game.
But I am still, right now, I'm like, I really want it to go off.
What, the bear?
I really want it to go off. Just so I can get put in a bin. Do you know what I mean? Like, officially get put in a bin.
Okay.
I want to be put in a bin.
So, guys, just to interject there, we have a message from another sponsorship. And this time, Malfoy.
Yes.
It's Stitch Fix.
Oh, I love them.
Love them. Obviously, these are the people that provide you with a fix of clothing. Right, lots of us don't know how to look cool.
Me.
We wear the same thing all the time.
Me.
And these people will analyse you through a little questionnaire. And
a really simple questionnaire.
Mate, very,
so
very
easy.
Simple.
So easy.
And then based on that, we'll decide what might look cool on you.
I'll tell you what, I'll wear my outfit next week.
Will you?
I will do it.
Do it.
I will.
I'm not going to lie, you sent us a picture of one of the outfits they sent you, and you looked fucking cool.
I look cool. Like CEO and president of Waffle Enterprises.
Amazing. And that's the thing, these are big brands. They aren't just like rubbish little throwaway ones. So get yourself involved. Now, the lovely offer that I can actually hand to you as well is stitchfix.co.uk/waffling. Will get you 20% off if you keep everything in your fix.
Oh, mate.
So everything in your little package that they curate personally for you, keep it all. You get 20% off. Ideal. So remember that, stitchfix.co.uk waffling.co.uk/waffling for that 20% off. Enjoy your new clothing. You're going to look stunning.
This activity has only happened through the night, hasn't it? I know it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only
happened in the AM, like early mornings.
Why do you think we always record at like 2 p.m. now?
Yeah, so basically that is it. I mean,
chooses to be as scary at night time when you're most scared.
Yeah, it's terrifying. I've slept on my mum's sofa since then because obviously everyone went home for Easter and I refused to stay in the house alone.
So basically he's too scared to come out during the day.
Well, that's what it seems like. And it's what, yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure.
Wait,
can I just
say the one extra thing? We had some Waffling Mafia members send in a clip from last week's episode.
Yes, I did see that.
Of a white flash next to the side. Sorry, that seems to go flash one side and then flash on the other side.
For some reason, you thought you were saying it was a pixel or something, like, which makes no sense.
That happens, like, you're a YouTuber, you know, like, every now and again, like, pixels will fuck up, whatever, when you're editing.
You see that, but that is not a pixel, bruv.
It's annoying that camera doesn't pick up the top, but then you get two angles.
Yeah,
it was only picked up on this wide lens.
Even so, right, you could see it was something that moved through, like, the perspect reflection. Like, it literally moved across, and there's no, like, the blinds are shut. These lights can't move. They're not even... I think you might see them down here anyway.
Wait, you say it moved across?
So it seems to...
I swear it just flashed on and off.
No.
It flashes that side above the W as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it goes flash. So...
Okay, I agree that probably isn't a pixel, but it does look very much like your blind.
What do you mean? How does that
light flashing across.
How would there be light flashing across the blind?
Well, of course, one of them, mate. Do you know how many slits there are between that in that thing?
Could have been
look at the blinds. Look at the blinds, bruv.
But also, that is...
That's a light source. That is a source of light.
That is also a possibility.
It's fucking not. Now, guys, that's right. I've got a Buxton beer in my hand. And this sponsorship message is from Beer 52. Now, you guys lapped up what we gave away. Was it last week or week before?
People loved it.
Literally, we gave away 8... free beers, a case of them, to anyone who wanted it. Oh, that's you listening right now. So if you want to get your hands on them again, they basically said, mate, thank you so much. Everyone got so involved. We want to buy another sponsorship message from you. So that is what we're doing. Basically, beer52.com/waffling will get you a free case of 8 beers. All you have to do is pay the $5.95 postage, which, like, when you look at how many beers you're getting, how good it is like, worth
eight,
it.
Mate, you're getting 8 high-quality beers for £6. That's 4 cans of,
you're getting,
like,
a crate for
a
basically £6, and they're not just the same beer. They're different flavours, and, mate, they are so good.
Yeah. They're
polished,
like,
them off.
Was it espresso milk?
Martini.
Oh. Martini?
Yes.
So basically, what these are, they're like ancient world famous ones from like specific locations. These ones are Belgian. It's just quality. I just think it's such a great idea.
Well, actually, if you're not even a beer lover, this is a way you should get into beer.
Yeah.
There's so many different offers on it.
As well as a healthy lifestyle as well. But yeah, basically, just remember that URL, beer52, that's beer52.com/waffling, gets you that free case of beer. Enjoy it, guys. You're welcome.
Look, I understand. There's obviously something like fucked up going on here. I'm not denying it.
Would you stay here the night
on your own? Yeah, stay here.
On your own?
Okay. But obviously, I'm
when
not going to go
dark,
back to London.
When it gets dark, you're staying down here. You're staying down in Sussex, mate. So stay here. In the spunky bed that Elliot's...
Wait, here's an actual genuine question for you. Obviously, you've done your like little ghosty things before.
Yeah.
Is this the like most legitimately scared that you've been?
Yeah, because it's in my house. Because it's in my fucking house. Because I can come home from the other ones.
Where do you go from here?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a matter of when our girlfriends get back from their like Easter holiday at their home, and we're staying here again, it will just be a case of like we go to sleep and just see if it happens still.
And they bring back more spirits.
But mate, it's the fact that this ain't explainable. I fucking wish I got the flashes in my room on camera, because there is no light source in there. Yeah. Viewers right now may be going, oh, waffling sign, but still.
It was unplugged.
It's
anyway.
Unplugged. Yeah, it's fucking unplugged. Yeah. Even so, at first, they were just, all the switches are obviously turned off. If the switches are on, the sign's on. So the switches were off. But then by the time that we got the shots where it's actually flashing, they were unplugged. But I should have got it so that you can see that as well. Because also taking my word for it.
I believe you.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, I believe you.
Oh, yeah. And I take your word for it. There's no reason for you to...
When you came in here, they were all unplugged, weren't they?
Yeah. I had to plug it all back in.
Yeah, you had to all plug them back
earlier.
In. Yeah.
And the thing is, because this is like people... we got a few comments saying like, oh, why are you hyping up some bullshit like haunted video? Like, just come back and do one. It's like,
I don't actually, like, you don't want to. Like, I don't actually want to do a haunted video. I don't want to mess with that stuff anymore. Like, I just don't. I don't want to make videos of it. I don't want to aggravate it. I just don't. My main channel is done. I say that on a regular. I'm not trying to hype up a video. I just, yeah. But I'm feeling like from this, I'm going to have to do a video so that I can show every bit of evidence and show everything in detail. Yeah. But it's just like, I don't know.
It's just like, at this point, like, it is annoying because, like, mate, just get out of my house.
Well, that's what I said,
like,
over and over again.
Are you not a bit like, I'm so done with this. Like, you're actually just scaring me now. Buddy, yeah. Can you just, like, fuck off and be a perv somewhere else?
Even if it does go, are you going to feel comfortable?
No, that's what I'm... There's always going to be that risk of, like, whenever I'm walking around, it could go off. Especially when it gets dark, it could happen.
And
it
if you're
happen.
On your own.
How yeah. do you know it's not come from somewhere else and it's going to follow you around for the rest of your life?
Well, that's the thing. I went to my house and my stepdad was like, yeah, Joe, like, I literally you've got a weird energy about you. Whatever room you're in, I just feel you and it's just, like, a bit jarring. Like I said, it's very intense. And this, that and the other. And I'm just like, my mum was like, yeah, I was sort of thinking that. Like, I don't know what it is, but... Yeah, what if I've got this thing on me now? What if that just is what it is? From where I've meddled in these haunted places so much that it's just like, it's just on me now. What,
mate,
do you know?
Mate, that is a thing. Like, they latch on, don't they? As in, so the rumours go, like, they latch.
Okay,
and we got quite a lot of warnings about that. I remember, like, specifically the Ouija board. Anytime you've done that, people are always like, mate, don't fuck about with that shit. Yeah. Like, it will come home with you.
Well, show this picture, Tom. Like, the bear and the Ouija board and the necklace I wore, which, by the way, I'll quickly say, was a necklace that was about, you know, spiritual, a protective eye was on it. And my cousin also gave me crystals that I can't find in the house. Basically, I've been keeping the bear and the Ouija board and the necklace. I've replaced the necklace with another one. Under a plastic box in the garden, as you can see in this picture. So
I don't know if it's because I'm scared or whatnot, but right for the past minute, I've had goosebumps.
I think you're just scared.
You're probably just scared.
But it shows that I'm starting, you know, I'm starting to believe.
Well,
I'm starting to get on this.
It's just weird,
I just
mate.
Would like to say, like, spirit, obviously, don't follow me home.
Please latch on to Theo and leave
buddy,
my property.
My buddy, no,
look,
you
brother.
You've got nothing to perv on with me. It's okay.
Well, you shag your bird.
You do shag.
Yeah, he's not going to follow him out to London, though, is he?
Well, where's he come from to come
it's
here?
It's not like Jupiter? He has to catch a train. He'll come with you.
Catch a train? In the car by myself. I am to London.
Or, wait, do you ever think that when you're driving in the dark?
No,
are you
no,
ever
no,
scared
no.
looking in your rearview mirror in case like someone's on the back
please,
seat
please
or something?
Please just don't put that thought into my mind because that is my worst nightmare.
Well, whenever you're alone tonight, buddy, okay, pal, mate.
I don't like that shit because, like, if Janine says to me at night, like, oh...
What was that?
How's that monster under the bed, Theo? Don't hang your feet.
You're actually scared of a monster under the bed.
Oh, terrified. Mate, I can't sleep with my feet out. Physically
cannot sleep. That's what I think this is, brother. I think that why you deny it all is because you are actually very, very, very scared of it. And the concept of believing it is what will actually, like, you just reject it so that it can't give you any scariness.
No, I believe that stuff under the bed.
Right.
What? But that's even more like...
I physically cannot have my feet out of the bed. If I have my feet out under the bed, I'm fucking gone. Like, you will not force me to have my feet out over the bed. Not a chance in hell. But this right here, I'm like, look, game's a game. You ain't done shit to me until you prove it.
All right, so...
But I'm not saying I don't believe you.
Stay here the night. On your own.
Yeah, stay here on your own.
The other thing
I want to throw out there is obviously we are energy beings. We contain energy, right? When you make love, you're in love, you are literally, those hormones are rife in your brain and that is what you're putting out to the world, that high frequency. I wonder if that produces a certain energy that can, like, static electricity? I don't know. Like, us, we're a house full of love right now, right? Two boys, two girls in love.
Love is
and
love.
Doing lots of things, lots of high energy. Is that a thing? Because what if it only occurs when the girls are here and we're doing all that stuff?
We're getting into, like, vegan territory.
Vegan? What do you mean vegan?
Are you quite a static person anyway? Like,
what do you mean static? I'd never... No. I don't ever feel static.
But I am.
That's to do with the clothes you're wearing. That's like nylon, it's friction.
Oh, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. I touch things and
about logic and then you say, like, oh, I'm producing static.
Well, yeah, obviously, static's a physical thing.
It's just a thing. We're not scientists. But anyways, basically, you lot, I know a lot of you did write into me saying you've had similar things with the flashing and you've never explained it. Oh, but someone died in your garden and everyone's saying that they've basically had it as well. And it's
have
terrifying.
You done research into the history of this land?
So this is built on a Roman road. So back in the day, this was a road back in Roman times.
And do you know how they built those?
No.
They would build them in straight lines, and anything in their way, they would just destroy. No matter if it's houses, towns, they just get out of the way and go straight through.
Right.
So they could kill people.
Right. Well, I mean, but this is a new build. I've never had anything like this ever happen here. This equipment has always been in here by the logo and obviously lighting, but like nothing like this has ever happened.
I do feel really bad for you because it's probably ruined like a lot.
My actual house. I would move out. I'm gonna move out. I'm putting it out there. I'd leave. I'd put the house up for sale.
What would you do, guys? What would you do? Should I move? What should I do?
Don't get me wrong. If I was by myself after all that and that had happened to me, it's done out. Like we're out of here.
So like that's the thing, because we talk about moving out and you're seeing like all these Hollywood movies, like all this shit happening and people like remaining in the house for ages.
Oh yeah.
You're like, why don't you just leave? Yeah, like take the hint.
Take the hint, mate.
Take the hint.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Take the hint.
Yeah, but it's not easy to just sell a house, especially when we're in the middle of a pandemic.
I mean, yeah, you can.
Yeah, but yeah. Mate, the house market is booming at the moment.
Yeah.
Whatever, but
why do you have to disclose that when you sell your house?
Do you have to disclose that? Is it law to say that you feel like it's haunted? I mean, there's going to be a fucking video on YouTube about it. But
no, you only have to disclose if someone's died in the house.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Well, I think we've given you everything there. Let us know your thoughts. In other news, I'm actually a bit offended by the YouTube Waffling Mafia audience.
Oh God!
Because this has been created. Okay, this has been created. As you can see now. I know you're guessing this. He's made me into Pessy, right? So Pessy is this player who's like 87 gay. Now, this is an interesting...
I mean, there's other things about him as well, 99 fraud.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is there are people, when I put that on my story, they were like, mate, that's really offensive. Like, he's 87 gay.
It's just like
that banter. It's just banter, mate. It's just 87 gay. It's what Pessy is. It's the fact they've made me Pessy.
I'm not even lying. I thought you had made that.
What?
He did.
I made myself bald.
You put the mustache on yourself, didn't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you.
No, someone's like, made me 87 gay.
What you did to yourself?
No. No.
The little Pessy card.
But yeah, I was just thinking like these edits. Wait, if you're able to do any edits, like try and make them of all of us boys, and we'll react to them in next week's episode.
Try and make me bald, guys.
Like, just really try and make Theo look bald,
and fix my bag.
Yeah, I've cut my own hair this week again, and look, it's pineapple head. Fucking awful. Anyways, so this is the next thing. Theo Baker.
Oh no.
In Freezy's video, looks really attractive. I've got the clip. Now, what I want you and us boys to do is, should we see if Theo really does look attractive?
No, please don't be a piss take. I bet
I'm not going to be a... No! No.
I won't be a piss take.
No, mate, I think this is... Because I think I've already watched this. I think it's legit. Like, they think you look fit, right? Are you ready, boys? You ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You've really got her going.
Why is she laughing at me?
No, but like... No, I think... Look, I paused it there.
Go. Shoving nuggets in
you
my
look,
mouth.
No, but mate, you look Zac fit. Efron. We've had a lot of comments saying, wow, Theo's looking hench. Theo looks really good now. So guys, like, back it. He does.
It's the backwards cat, mate. Why was she laughing, though?
I don't know.
I could actually hear what she was saying, Joe.
No, I think you made her giddy.
Yeah, like, I was going to say that.
Frothy.
Oh, God.
No, but you know, I think she was loving it. Now, this is another one we've been sent in.
Oh, no.
Right? Hi, guys. So I'm sitting there watching Waffling and was looking at Joe. It got me thinking... Without a beard, Joe is a solid 7 out of 10. With a beard, I think he's 11 out of 10. And we've got some images of me with a beard that we're
going to
get up on the screen, right? Let us know what you think. Because my girlfriend is like, she's blind, awful. You look better without. But she likes him young. Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
No, well, she doesn't know.
Girlfriend.
How does she know what you look like with a beard?
At least she's the same.
She's edited it. So, first one.
Little Zac Efron, mate.
Mate, I'm not going to lie. I saw those pictures and I was like, to be fair, you do look pretty fucking
annoyingly
good.
David Beckham.
You think? I think it looks annoying. I think I'm better without. I'm obviously not as lean as in shape as I am there.
Do you say that because you can't grow one?
No, I wouldn't.
I think
you suit a beard, mate. I really...
Well, here's another one.
It's like an annoying twat. I can't...
Yeah. It looks... he's one of those guys that you sort of see...
Very gym lad.
That he's like... He's in the club and he looks like a cunt, but he is really good looking at the same time.
That's literally what I am
You know what I actually do? Right now, like comparing those two photos, like you look like a child. But if you had a beard, you actually look mature and like adult-like.
That's what facial hair does. I want to look young, though.
But we have spoken about this. You've looked the same since you were 15.
No, but I'm looking weathered. Weathered. You know what I mean? I look like I've been through a lot, but it's because I've just been partying. Like if I like that, that's a mental thing. Like when you actually exercise and drink loads of water, you look so healthy.
Give
you
to but
say it's so
I
easy
a,
to make yourself look fucked by give, just not doing those
give
things.
Give you to say I had a glow about me when I was doing all my exercise in lockdown.
Yeah.
And then every time he sees me, he's like, oh, yeah, you still got your glow.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, it changes and whatnot.
Look fit. How well, this is the last one. Wait, we'll go on to that. This is the last photo. Thoughts?
Bit noncy.
Yeah, you look shit in that.
It's the tash. It's not a good tash. Oh, I thought it looked the best in that one.
No, I think I look... But I don't like it in any of them. I mean, especially in the fucking... I don't mean. But, yeah, show... That was put out there. What do you think? Should I... If I could grow a beard, should I do it? Should I not?
I think you should give it a go, mate.
People use these apps to, like, try and change the way they look. And don't you think, like, sometimes it's quite sad? They're like, oh, I wonder what I would look like
face
if I did have good
awful,
hair or
like,
something.
As in, all you're doing is you're lying to yourself. You're setting yourself up to be miserable with who you actually are. So, like, the more you can just enjoy yourself as you, the better. Game's a game.
Do you think you'll ever be able to grow a beard?
I don't think that's me, nah. I don't. Some think, people well, can't. I'm not hairy really anywhere. Like, I've, you know, just fucking...
Do you shave your chest?
No.
You just have a hairless
chest? Yeah, mate, you should see my legs. They're soft and just nothing.
Soft.
You know?
Oh, God.
What about your ass?
Fuck off.
What?
Anyways. So, what is the next thing gonna be on this agenda? You ready? So this. Obviously, we spoke about doing loads of ganja. And doing a waffling episode.
Blazed.
High and blazed as fuck. Right, we did actually speak about that. Luke got a little reply on Instagram like this. Ready? Please don't make it pay-per-view, because we were going to do £2 for this episode, like £2.
And it doesn't take up any of the season. Waffling, season one, episode 1 to 15 is completely free.
It's a mid-season.
It's on the house.
Yeah. It's just an extra one.
Mid-season bonus.
It's like £2, like not even a sandwich.
it's less than a meal deal.
Okay, you ready? So he goes, please don't make a pay-per-view. I know you boys have to make your money, but your loyal fans just simply can't afford it. So if you're loyal, you're poor. That's what he's saying, which I think that's not very kind.
Which he probably sent us that message on an iPhone, which costs about
£700. Yeah, it's like to get these, I don't know, it's just basically he's saying that we're being really disrespectful, we're taking the piss out of our fans, and we're basically cunts. Like, and I just sit there and I'm like, what are we actually meant to do?
And also at the same time, we don't want to be like out of touch and be like, oh, well, everyone must be able to afford £2. That is very, very understandable. Yeah. There are people out there that will not be able to afford £2.
Correct.
And obviously, mate, if it's your last £2, don't spend it on a fucking waffling episode. Do you know what I mean? But this is just, it's a little bonus that we're putting out there because we're probably going to have to go to Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to fly to Amsterdam, pay money to go there. You know, all of this, it is a cost still. But what we're saying is that, like, almost everyone wants everything for, not everyone, but people want things for free. And that's it. And, like, everyone wants everything for free. And it's like, well...
You pay for your Spotify, you pay for your Sky subscription. Like, well, everything that we do on YouTube is free.
The amount of money that Nico Omelana puts into YouTube videos, yeah, he gets paid, but I reckon he makes a loss on everyone.
Yeah, I think so as well.
And it's like, it comes a point, like with waffling, the reason why we couldn't fully commit to it before, part of it was that we had to earn our money in other ways, whereas we want this to be our main source of income so that we can, this is what our main job is. So we need to figure out ways that it can be profitable on a decent scale and like £2.
This is one way that we're thinking.
Yeah, like one way that we're thinking is one extra episode, a series, where it's like literally £2. Like.
And it's not only that, it's something special and different.
Yeah,
it would
never just be like this, we're sitting down, or let's fucking charge them for it.
The only way you can charge it if you are providing something different, you're providing a great service, which I think we do. You know,
we do, mate. Like, there's nothing like it on the platform.
Well, I think we make people's Sundays better. Like,
mate,
a lot of people.
Obviously.
I think we make
are
our own
quite,
Sundays
oi, we'll shag all of you.
If you're 18
except
plus.
Except the under 18s. Probably not.
Yeah, but anyways, I thought it was an interesting thing. But I am definitely up for doing that episode. Let us know. Are you up for, and would you pay £2 for that? Because what were we saying? How many people would we need to sort of like, for it to be worth it? I don't even know.
Well, we need to work out how much the trip to Amsterdam would be.
Oh, yeah, we need to see all of that. We basically need it to at least be profitable. Yeah, well, essentially.
Hopefully. Well, and also, by the way, we're not just like, profiting off our own backs. We actually want to put the money back into like designing merch and like cool shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, because in order to like release these, we have to buy the stock first. I'm talking about the jerseys we're currently wearing,
which is like 10k.
Yeah, we have to like shift out 10 grand on them.
Oh, yeah, no.
Imagine if we don't sell any.
Like Kitty.
Like my kitties. Like, do you know what I mean? But like, at least it's a risk.
You gave the rest of them to charity.
Yeah, we did. I wish I kept them.
And
all
they
now.
Said, "Nah, mate."
Why? What? Try and flog them?
Nah, just like for our Parallel 9 tour, I want to get like t-shirt guns and shoot people with kitties.
So they'll be picking them up. And be like, "Oh fuck, not that!"
Like, you're fucking taking. You're
telling me
you end the way you end the club night, and they're just all on the floor.
No one took one home.
So you're telling me if Kitty dropped, like, as in the song, at our tour, it wouldn't fucking go off? Would you think people would boo it off?
No, you'd boo it
off.
It depends how drunk.
Nah, loyal friends, mate. Loyal friends.
No. What you could do, you couldn't play the whole song because that would honestly ruin the night. But you could
ruin the night.
But you could like integrate a bit of Kitty into a song.
You literally play like Robbie Williams, mate. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry. Look, you're saying Kitty's better than Robbie Williams.
Way better. You're a kitty.
So in a club, if Angels comes on, then drops into
fuck
a, and
off.
Then Angels drops into a dirty little house tune. That's
Everyone is
Kitty.
Singing Angels. Everyone is.
Yeah, mate. Everyone at our show is singing what? Kitty.
No, they're not.
Mate, you're literally fucking 87.
You
want to
go to the bar, mate?
You're a creep.
Yeah, with a better
Why'd you always
taste?
Put me down?
Don't put you
literally never agree
oh,
with anything
about,
I say.
About. So Luke's there like...
Hang on,
yeah,
he's talking to you, mate.
Yeah, and I'm saying that Luke is there
no,
saying...
But he's
agree-
been a dickhead since day. Oh. Whereas you literally... You used... The old Theo had my back.
I still have your back.
Whereas this new cocky
shows.
Bling one.
I'm sorry.
Bling
you told me to wear this yeah, shitty piece
and
of shit.
I'm breaking waffling up again.
The other week, you're rinsing Elliot for buying like a Dior
yeah,
chain or something. And now you've got to buy
yeah,
that. Like,
you've become your...
This is skull. You think this is mine?
It is yours.
Skull.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually own a piece of jewellery, which is actually quite sad. Apart from my watch. Oh, that's an Apple Watch.
Yeah, well, you are just a massive freaking loser, really. In other news, right... obviously, I've been living with my girlfriend and that lot for like 5 weeks straight since the day I met her. Basically,
you haven't spent any moment apart.
I then obviously went after all this haunted stuff happened, and they went home. I went home to sleep at my mum's on the sofa. The first night, mate. Nah, it's the second night. I think it was because I was trapped out of my house, but
trapped out of your.
I like started crying.
What? Wait! Because
wait,
you missed
what?
Her.
I don't know, bruv. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I was sat there. My body clock... Sorry, no way.
No.
Everyone listen and give me the benefit of the doubt here, because basically, I was sat there. My body clock was awful, getting up at 3 p.m. because I couldn't sleep at night due to the scared of the paranormal activity-ness. So I'd get there, everyone would go to bed, and I'd just be sat there on my own and just realising how much I love her.
Were you crying because you missed your girlfriend?
I think it's a mixture of... withdrawals, but also feeling like I'm trapped out of my own house. Like, I have this lovely house and I'm scared to stay in it. And I think that's always, I'm always going to feel like that now.
Yeah, it all hit you.
And then, yeah, like, yeah.
And also, you've been with humans for like 5 weeks straight and then on your own.
Yeah, just on my own, mate. It just basically triggered all like every depressive sort of emotion that runs through my brain. I just literally instantly felt like, and it's mental how quickly you could go like that, which is why in all this lockdown stuff, I've had to still interact with people, because if I don't, mate, I will actually get to a point where I'm literally like convinced I don't want to be alive. Like, I know it sounds fucked, but it's true.
Well, that was the case for a lot of people that were sort of, that was the big worry about these like lockdowns that, well, now I'm going to be alone. Like, what the fuck? I need, like, my support. Like, I'm going to just go down if this happens.
Before you went down that route, when you were just starting off by saying, like, you were crying because you missed your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was quite funny.
You're also going to relate to him.
Oh, you did
it.
No, go
on.
No,
because... You cried.
In the first... When we first started dating...
Oh, this is pathetic.
No, it's not.
It is a little... No, it is a bit pathetic. I'm embarrassed to say it. When we first started dating, like, obviously, as you do, you spend every minute of every second with each other. And if you're
every minute of every second.
And like, obviously, after like 4 months of that, she goes on holiday to some festival in Hungary or whatever. And
yeah,
I drive them, all the girls, to the airport. I got to leave at 4 a.m. I'm really tired. You know, it's been a long day driving up to Stansted.
A long day.
And then obviously,
an hour.
And then no, it took like 4 hours.
A long
day. And then obviously, like, we say goodbye. I just start Just start bawling.
He cries the whole way home.
No, hour. I could not stop crying. Like, imagine me in my car.
But where's she going?
Just like to you. Hungry.
She's going on holiday.
For a week. I couldn't stop crying. I swear to God, just non-stop.
Is that when you knew you really loved her?
Maybe. But I was in the car, like, looking, obviously stuck in traffic. And they're just looking at me like... And, like, you know when you, like, can't stop crying? I'm, like, really trying not to cry. I'm, like...
That's making you cry even more. Yeah, man, no, but that's what I was like, brother.
Yeah, we can really relate on a deep level and, like, this emotionless...
No, this is the thing, like...
I couldn't stop, boys.
Have you ever cried?
Yeah, of course. And, like, yeah, this is not me being like, oh, crying, fucking pathetic. It's the reason that you were crying.
Oh,
like,
it's so bad.
You dropped Janine off at the airport and you weren't going to see her for a couple of nights. Like,
it was bad. Like, I could not stop crying. I couldn't, like, for over an hour, just constantly bawling.
Oh.
Yeah, and then, like, a couple of years ago, she went to Australia and it was fine. For like 6 months.
Yeah,
like,
that's when everyone thought, is it towards the end of its tether now?
No, because I'm used to spending time apart.
Oh, wait, have we ever spoken about it? Janine lived abroad for ages.
6 months.
In Australia.
Did she shag?
Oh, come on, of course she did.
Do you reckon, brother?
No, man. Brother. No, she was at uni in Australia for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, no one ever shags at uni.
No, she wasn't actually at uni. She was at
a bit defensive, aren't you, mate?
No, she had work placement. She was doing a place. She was
a gay friend that she shared a bed with.
Well, yeah, what? No. No, that's fine. No, it was a good six. It was a bad 6 months, to be fair. No, it was fun. It was during the Euros.
No, don't mind.
No, because I actually got, it was actually really cool because it was during the Euros and, like, we got to spend some quality time apart, but then...
Some quality time apart?
No, it was fun because I got to go to Australia twice and New Zealand.
That's really
I got a chance to travel the world.
You could do that on your own as well, buddy, with us, whenever you want. Let's go on tour. Waffling on tour, would you go... Australia? Where are you? We could.
Well, we have quite a lot of Australian backers.
That was the thing, like, with mine, mate, I was, like, classic listening to music. Because I went on a walk. It got to, like, 11 p.m, everyone gone to bed. For me, it felt like midday. And I then was like, well, I need to get rid of some energy. So I was just like, I'm just going to walk and walk and walk. There's literally the second I
opened it. What time was this?
About 11 p.m. at night. So I say bye to my mum as they're going to bed. And the second I leave the door, I just stop being like... I was just literally like crying, like, and I put.
But you can stop.
I could not stop, mate. I put music on, just like Marvin's Room, and just like different music. And I was just crying. Cars would drive past, and I'm just like, it's just awful.
We can laugh about it because we're really at home with our emotions.
Oh, but why is it? Like, is that.
Sometimes, mate, everyone just needs to cry.
This is the thing. It, like, you do just need to let things out.
Well, it's looked like that Believe in Bruce episode where I just couldn't stop crying.
Fucking pathetic. No, but brother.
I couldn't stop.
No, but you know, like, after every football match you play at the weekend and you give us a voice note of how it went, you literally
when your voice is shaking.
You sound like you're crying every time.
You don't understand.
The referee was a fucking prick.
He's a fucking 18.
Referee was a prick. You don't understand.
So he's like 17?
19. Okay. Shouldn't be referencing the league, is what it is. But at the end of the day, you lot don't know what I go through every football match.
Well, but what do you go through? Like, what is so... I don't know.
I can't describe the immense pain. It feels like... You know when you're like... you haven't pulled a hamstring. When you faked a hamstring.
Yes.
Like, when you pull a muscle, it is unbearable. Like, when you tear it. And every single game, that is my pain. I've had to play through. I take so many painkillers before every match.
So many professionals do that, though. Yeah. Like, actually do it.
Gerard used to have epidurals.
So Torres, like, all of them.
And the worst thing is I'm 25, and, like, I just... That's why I'm speaking to a doctor about getting a cortisone in my groin.
Do it, brother. Yeah. But do you know what? Who can't get painkillers? Fish, right?
Oh, that's a great.
And do you know what we've all been watching? Let us know if you have. Seaspiracy.
It was pretty nuts.
Yeah. Now, the one thing obviously that is evident about that is obviously, like, you know, fishing is responsible for a lot of, well, 60% of, like, the plastic in the ocean, the pollution, yep. And all of these organisations that are for, like, cleaning up the planet don't mention it. Is it because they're involved with these companies or, you know, the fishing companies, and they're all profiting off each other? Who knows? However, what that program didn't say is, like, alternatives in which you can eat fish and it be okay. And I believe that is, like, local, fucking local fishermen that can tell you exactly where the fish came from because they got it themselves, not the big commercial ones.
Yeah.
It sort of said, oh, you know, wrote off all of the fishing industry as, like, commercial big fishing corporations.
It's very much the same situation as the Game Changers documentary about veganism. It's a very biased documentary and doesn't show the other side. So it wouldn't surprise me that in a couple of weeks there's going to be someone that comes out, shows the other side, and tries to counteract everything he said. Which, don't get me wrong, what he said in that documentary, hard hitting, like, obviously, yeah, the slave labor in Thailand, awful.
There's lots
of really bad things. The plastic straw thing was very eye opening. With everyone saying plastic straws are the worst, 0.06%.
And on the topic of that, that's what these sort of movements do, is think about it. They always target, what can we do as individuals? Well, we as individuals are not really the big problem. These huge corporations are, i.e. like you saying, go to your local fishmongers, like, they're just fucking going out in their little, like, trawler boat.
Yeah, but trawlers are bad as well.
But obviously, okay, that's what these local fishmongers are doing. If they're just going out there, going in the local sea and getting fish, that's, you're supporting your local business, and, you know, they're not this huge corporation that have like thousands and thousands of boats going out there dumping nets daily. But it's always, we're always told that we're the ones that have to sort the problem out, like the plastic straws.
Well, that's the thing as well. Like, you know, they say cut down on your CO2s and all that. It's the people that make the cars that need to be targeted. It's the big things like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, are those big brands that need to, like, they're the ones that make the difference, not just like, not the little next man. Like with the starving, poverty, African children that, you know, I'll donate your £3 a month.
Yeah.
Mate, it's apparently £30 billion would be what it takes to end world hunger, which they could do in a heartbeat. Like, so the governments have that money.
The government subsidise, I think, £38 billion into fishing, and it would cost £30 billion, according to the World Health Organization, to end world hunger.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous in that sense.
But going back to your point, they said that the takeaway from that program was, how do you fix this? Stop eating fish.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, that's the solution.
That was the solution. Yeah, which I'm like, well, that's not really the solution, is it? Like, there are obviously other alternative ways you can help out rather than that.
But yeah, because, yeah, like, we eat fish. Because that element, when it was like they went to Norway or Denmark, wherever it was, and they killed the whales.
That was horrible.
That was horrible to watch. But didn't one of them justify it by saying, look, like, how the meat that you eat from the commercial places is killed and treated is far worse than what we've just done.
Yeah.
Because realistically, like, how we're designed is that we want meat, go out and kill it yourself. You still have to kill it. You may not even kill it the first time of trying to chop its neck. It may be injured for half an hour as you're trying to wrangle it. You know, that is the natural way, like every other animal kingdom. Obviously, you know, that's where I'm like, mate, he has a point. As gruesome as that was... Yeah. He has a point, but compared to all the things... Like that chicken we've just eaten before today.
I literally had salmon before we watched Seaspiracy. I was like,
we are at the point where there's probably enough science to have humane ways of killing everything. But I think the problem is, like, the quantity that everything's being done in. That's so many.
And also, at the end of that programme, they did show alternatives like plant-based fish.
But is that ping? Because ultimately, people's desires is what will prevail. Like, people want that amazing taste. And until that fulfills that, and even more than meat, then some people just won't switch.
I think we're around the corner from it, you know.
Well, that would be wicked.
Like, corn itself is amazing, but they are starting to make plant-based, well, meat, whatever, that has, like, blood that looks like real stuff.
What?
To make people, like, if you visually see it, looks like a burger, that will... mentally
is
make
it not
it taste
is
more
the
like
end goal not essentially for them to actually physically be able to replicate real meat in a lab?
But then is that going to be as like our body, like I say, like with sex, natural sex the better, natural appearance, natural food, that's man-made fabricated food
for a man that loves triple cheeseburgers.
I do love triple cheeseburgers,
if they can genetically make meat that has all the benefits and less of the...
But they can't... That's like saying...
It's possible.
But can scientists make a cow? Because that's basically what you're saying. Can they make a human to as good as a human? Do you know what I mean? There's certain things that nature, like, we can't figure out how to do as a race. We're not intelligent enough. But anyways, that's that. On to the next thing. Do it or drink, which we need an Amazon affiliate link. In fact, we've got one in the description because Luke's going to have made one before this episode goes out. So if you want to buy this game... I mean, they don't sponsor us, but use our Amazon affiliate link and what will we get, love?
I literally don't even
couple
know.
Couple of quid?
Everyone always talks about
tried,
it.
I tried doing an Amazon affiliate link and they're so hard to make.
Okay, it might be there, it might not, but
no, it will be, I'll do it.
That got
anyways, this
Friday
week's
night,
card is going to say... Describe the most degrading thing you've ever done during sex. Now, guys, in the comments, over 18s, let us know your craziest thing, and let's see if anyone around this table can match it. There's Theo, let's start with you, buddy.
I think we should start with you.
No.
Degrading, like...
Yeah, have you ever done anything like degrading? Now, fuck me degrading, you know? Fuck me up the arse. What?
No, I don't think I have. Like, what? Give me an example of degrading.
Okay, I'll say my one. Belt round the neck.
Oh, Jesus.
So you got them in doggy.
You're in doggy?
No, you got them in doggy, right? But a belt round the neck, so you're like choking them out.
In a humane
as
way.
As you're doing it.
That's quite degrading, isn't it?
It's not for you, though.
No, no, not degrading. No, most degrading thing you've done in sex. So not, okay, you probably won't have been degraded. I ain't been degraded.
Yeah, you probably have.
But I've done the degrading. Hey,
I can't remember. I was.
But it's all consensual, obviously.
Obviously.
I was speaking to one of the boys at the weekend, and I can't remember what he was, what the story is, but he was telling me of someone who was just actually on all fours having his arse eaten out.
Mate, I've got a mate that does that. I've got a mate that bends over and has his arse yammed live. Fuck. I mean, everyone's into their own thing, but it's in like, that's mental. Fair play. Because that's ultimate passiveness. That's you're vulnerable. You are opening yourself up.
Wait. You obviously don't like a finger up the bum.
Oh, no.
But I honestly think you are getting to the stage where you're so in love that if she suggests it and you maybe have a drink or two, it's going up.
No, mate, we've obviously all had those that banter, like when we're doing the parties, when we're whatever, when we've been drunk and never.
We'll see.
We even has a banter where everyone's like, we're going to go near it. No.
No. 2 months ago, mate, you were the thought of being in a relationship, yeah, me and Luke were weirdos.
I just didn't understand it. I just didn't understand love.
If your wife was like, I want you to bend over and I want to,
well, I want to throw a right hook your head.
Would you? Surely you'd take a tongue rather than a finger.
Nope. I will literally start swinging.
A tongue won't go up.
Swinging. Well, that's your reaction. I'm just going to punch her.
Yeah.
You'd have to take a tongue because a tongue ain't going up whereas a finger is.
He shook his head to confirm, audio listeners.
No, boys. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Yeah. So go on. What's the most degrading thing you've done, Theo?
I don't know.
Have you done anything?
I don't really use belts around necks, no.
No, but have you ever, like, slapped her in the face? Spat in her mouth?
I've never spat in the mouth, no. I have hit too hard I've done sometimes.
That. And hit her too hard?
Someone was, yeah, like, please slap me. I keep spitting. Please slap me. But it feels like, that's,
no,
a bit dodgy.
No, because sometimes you can slap on the bum and it's nice, and then sometimes you actually slap a little bit too hard. Like,
no, in the face.
What?
Yeah, like, slap in the face.
Well, you've had a girl ask you to slap her in the face.
Yeah, I've done it.
What?
I wouldn't be able to do that.
No,
I'd feel
dodgy.
Bad.
Yeah. Instantly, I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. I was like, I don't, that's horrible. I'm like, but that's, they want that.
Yeah.
Dodgy, innit?
No, that is it. I could not bring myself to do that.
No, but that's because it's your girlfriend as well. I never, like,
No, if it's just a random slap, then.
No. Boys. No. Anyways, so you haven't done anything. What about you?
Spit in the mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know what we consider degrading.
I have a friend who absolutely loves spitting. I'm
disrespectful. Like, if their mum saw this, they'd actually be mortified.
Yeah.
That's actually, she's actually a little bit fucked, isn't it? Mm. I mean, don't think your mum would want to see you ever had sex, really.
Well, yeah. Both
our mums watch this.
No, my mum doesn't anymore. She can't handle it.
No, my mum does. She'll be listening right now.
Yeah, but your mum is quite naughty.
Right, and that's the end of this week.
No, she is, isn't she?
She's watching right now.
There.
She's going to see you next time you're around my house.
Okay, I'm joking.
She's probably I'm joking.
But it's like, she, you know, I've...
Move on.
Okay, I'll move on. Fuck me.
Not this fucking game.
Twerk upside down on the wall for 20... Okay, yeah, burn that one. Burn that one off. So, the conclusions of this... Basically, this house is haunted. The bear has not gone off yet.
Whoa, the bear.
Yeah, the bear hasn't gone off, but we haven't been in here.
And we haven't faked it. We haven't tried to make it.
Yeah, obviously. I will just quickly emphasise that never any haunted video I've ever done, anyone I ever will do, is never fake. I hate anyone that fakes videos is a fucking prick.
Well, that's what fucked up those sort of videos.
It literally winds me up so much. What, have you faked one?
Well, I faked a couple of football videos. Well, yeah, you can't hit a crossbar first time every time.
Okay, but it's in like the haunted ones because other people ruined that because everything that we do just gets discredited because of other people faking it.
That is annoying.
It's so jarring, mate.
And at the end of the day, right, why are you going to stay up in the middle of the night to film in your fucking boxers?
Yeah.
Like, just to, just, just to talk about it on a podcast. Yeah, like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
It's just annoying on my behalf that, like, we've sat here with, like, Spirit, come say hello, boss man. You're just not. And, like, for example, when we're in that place in Wales, remember that? And, like, we went down that corridor of, like, the corridor of death, the scary corridor. Mate, it's the corridor.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
But that's the thing. Like, whenever I have had paranormal experiences, it is, like, it's not... Well, you're still in a room. You're still... Everything is still, like, normal and humane. You try to make a reasonable thing of it. But, like, that one time that the that Ouija board worked in Michelin Priory, like, that was fucking happening. And that was just, like, amazing.
Could it be... This is another thought. The fact that I'm just like, mate, you're clearly not here.
No, but that's what my girlfriend's like.
Okay, well,
what I was about to say she's totally logical thinking. She's like, mate, this is bollock. Like, I don't believe in ghosts. She's a scientist. She literally does that at uni. She's like, there's a logical reason behind everything. So Elliot's like, that's why he's always just like, I'm the only one that's like, I believe
burning
I'm
sage just, around the house.
Yeah, I fucking saged the house. That didn't work.
But that's my point. The fact that you're like that and it happens to you around these people, whereas to me, I'm not, like, I guarantee Elliot or your scientist girlfriend, if they're by themselves, never happened to them.
No, in their house, they've had some stuff. In their uni house, the girls have had stuff happen. No, but way before this, but, like, yeah, they have had stuff.
Fair enough.
So it's not only wacky, weird ghost people that it happens to. I think that's a bit of a weird sweeping statement. I think this is unexplainable things have happened to normal people, and that's how it is.
Well, I guess normally, like, let's say you are a normie or a bot, whatever we're called, you just completely discredit it. Like, you're like, oh, well, there's probably some power surge or whatever, and then think nothing of it. Whereas, like, someone like Joe, obviously, this thing happens, and then he's like, boys, I've got a ghost. Like, this could happen.
Well, it's like, I've got a ghost immediately. If something weird happens, I almost want to get to the bottom of it. I want to see, like, what is that? So therefore, I then stay up at the time that it happened to see it, whereas most people probably would have just been asleep in bed at that time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just pursue it. Like, I actively go to haunted locations. Like, you don't actively put yourself in those positions furthermore after the fact.
For someone that's scared of these situations... Doing everything.
Yeah, but that's what I've done my whole career. Yeah. I put myself in situations that I'm totally uncomfortable with because that's where you thrive. It's out of your comfort zone.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's basically it. Moral of the story.
Well, fuck all's happened today.
Fuck all's happened today, but...
You're not staying here tonight.
I'm not staying here tonight, no. But when, on Tuesday, we'll all be back here. So I'm going to always have a camera rolling in my room from, like, for the foreseeable future every night just to see... what happened, so we'll keep you all updated with that. But yeah, I guess that is that for this episode. A bit of a different waffling one.
Love is love.
A bit less sexual, a bit more, oh my God, I'm actually going to die.
We had that last week. People have been calling for it, yeah. I'm not going to lie. And I think we're enjoying
chat. Lads, we're 25. We have mature brains on our heads. Yeah. We can. Why do you keep looking at my hair?
No, it's really good. No, it is. I just think...
That sounded
I've noticed
legit.
It's like...
No, I just think you should put it back, like a quiff. I think you should.
Yeah, we tried that earlier and it was a straight no from me.
I think it was brilliant. Anyways, remember that you can listen to us on Spotify, but I mean, I'd recommend watching the YouTube video because, like, this episode, we brought up lots of visual things, so it must be a little bit frustrating for you on listening, but is what it is. The game is the game. Please, can you leave a like rating and also subscribe to us because we are very close to 1 million subscribers. And until next time, I'm going to now look at this camera. We have been the Waffling Boys. Oh, no. You've been the Waffling Mafia. And we shall see you next time.
Toodles.
Peace.